This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Somebody won the big Mega Millions jackpot overnight.
There's one winning ticket in the $1.58 billion Mega Millions drawing, and lottery officials say it's in Florida. The numbers drawn Tuesday night are 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, and the yellow ball, 14. No one had won the Mega Millions jackpot since April 18th, and the prize grew to the third largest in U.S. history. I'm Donna Warder.
Voters in Ohio have said no to a measure that would have made it more difficult to pass abortion protections. Former President Trump says he's going to keep talking about his criminal cases. The AP said Donahue.
Speaking in New Hampshire, Trump kept up his attacks on special counsel Jack Smith.
Crooked Joe now wants the thug prosecutor, this deranged guy, to file a court order taking away my First Amendment rights so that I can't speak.
Trump is facing felony charges for his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Prosecutors want a protective order to limit the evidence Trump and his team could share.
When we say I can't talk, I will talk about it. They're not taking away my First Amendment right.
Federal prosecutors contend Trump is seeking to try the case in the media rather than in the courtroom. The former president also repeated his lies about the election.
There was never a second of any day that I didn't believe that that election was rigged.
Trump is also facing charges in Florida and New York, and he is gearing up for a possible fourth indictment in Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue.
Strong winds have been fanning wildfires in Hawaii that have burned structures, forced evacuations, and caused power failures in several communities. Firefighters have been struggling to reach some areas cut off by downed trees and power lines. More than 30 people are known dead now in the Beijing area from the flooding in China after heavy rain. 18 people are missing. This is AP News. Now to Massachusetts, and a state of emergency.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey has declared a state of emergency, citing an influx of migrants seeking shelter at a time when the cost of housing is at an all-time high. Healey says there are nearly 5,600 families, or more than 20,000 people, many of whom are migrants, currently living in state shelters. That's about an 80% increase from a year ago. Healey says she's asking for federal help, including expedited work authorizations, to allow the new arrivals to more quickly find jobs. As a right to shelter state, Massachusetts is legally required to provide eligible families shelter. Some states led by Republicans, including Texas and Florida, have bused or flown immigrants to states and cities led by Democrats, including California, Massachusetts, New York, and Chicago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.